Hello, this is Kelly Bailey. I'm a social emotional learning specialist for the Maine Department of Education. And this is a mindful practice of body scan. If you are joining me today for the first time and you have never experienced a body scan, then this will be a relaxation practice for you to notice yourself in a grounded way, beginning with your feet, moving through the body and ending with the head, moving back down and ending with a gratitude for all the senses of the body. The invitation, if you are not new, obviously if you've been with me for the past few months, you know that we have participated in body scans primarily every day that we've been together. They are a means for us to relax, reset, reframe, and refocus from the stress of the day. We know that when we're in a stressful place, that the neurochemistry of our body shifts and changes. We're driven by our amygdala or our protecting brain, and the nervous system reacts. It's difficult for us to respond to situations utilizing our thinking brain or our prefrontal cortex. So taking small moments throughout the day to simply be present with the body, starting at the beginning of the morning before you even get out of bed, or even relaxing before you sleep at night, or simply taking time out during your day, busy day, just to set aside a few moments. It doesn't really have to take a long time. This practice will be about 15 minutes. And basically, we'll start by inviting you to just find a safe, quiet space to be away from the busyness, giving yourself permission to release the need to do and to simply sit with that sense of being. We begin by finding that quiet space, feeling your feet completely centering you, grounded to the spot. If you're sitting on the floor and your legs are tucked beneath you, just noticing your feet beneath your legs. If you're sitting on a surface, just noticing your feet resting gently on the floor and making contact. Begin to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, that restorative breathing. Thinking three count in, holding for just a second, and then releasing with the four, five, or six count, slow, purposeful exhalation. Just starting with that mindful practice of breathing on purpose in through your nose, out through your mouth. On the in-breath, you'll notice the rise and fall of your belly and your chest, and you can be thinking, I am calm, as you breathe in clean, fresh air. And as you release, blowing out the air through your mouth, I release or let go. While we do any type of mindful practice, you'll notice that it's very common for the mind to wander, to engage in a thought, think about a memory, notice a memory, or simply start making a plan and know that this is the work of the mind, and that more opportunity we allow ourselves to sit in that place of calm and center, the mind will relax. And know that mindfulness is not about clearing the mind or emptying the mind, but just non-attachment to what surfaces for us in any given moment. Just allowing ourselves to simply be quiet, connected to, rooted to this safe space that you've carved out for yourself. Beginning with your feet, noticing your feet on the floor, notice your toes, the arches of your feet, your heels, where the foot makes contact with the floor, and see if there's any space between the toes and the heel where you can release any tension or resistance. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, move your awareness from your heels to your knees. Allow the calves to relax. Moving from the knees to the hip. Allowing the legs to become heavy and long, disengaged, almost like a rag doll, really releasing and letting go of any tension that you might feel in the legs. Continuing to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice your belly, your core. The spine is straight but not rigid. Relaxed body posture, neck is straight. Some people like to put their hand over their stomach and notice the rise and fall of their belly in conjunction with the heart, the chest. Noticing on the in-breath, the belly expands, and on the out-breath, the belly contracts. Staying with that, I am calm on the in-breath. I release and let go on the out-breath. Just a few cycles right here in the belly, in the core. The mind begins to cycle in and out of wandering mode, thinking, remembering, planning. Simply anchor yourself by noticing, I am thinking, I am remembering, I am planning. And without judgment or frustration, just notice it with some curiosity and interest. Whatever comes up, just notice it. And give yourself an anchor word like scanning or present, calming the central nervous system, rise and fall of the belly, legs are warm and long. Move to the heart center, maybe putting a hand over your heart and just noticing the unique rhythm of your own heart, your true self. Feeling the beating of your heart, almost maybe for the first time today, and noticing that the heart continues to beat, whether we recognize it or not, working with all systems of the body to keep us alive and going. Stepping away from the automaticity of our day, stepping away from the stress. Notice your heart. And sitting in that heartfelt sense place, the heart is not only a system of keeping us alive, pumping blood in and out, but also a place where we can feel loving kindness and compassion for ourselves. And so just thinking, I am enough. I'm doing the best I can. I am okay. Thinking on purpose, may I be compassionate and forgiveness, having forgiveness for myself. Holding myself accountable, but not in a way that constricts us from moving forward. So not identification with mistakes. Notice the heart beating. What does the heart say when you sit in a place of compassion for yourself? Is there resistance? Do you notice a pulling away from? Can you give yourself permission to lean into that discomfort if it's present for you? Allow your heart to continue to beat, being grateful for this moment to be alive. Notice your shoulders, let them release, drop them. We hold so much tension in the shoulders. So during this body scan, just simply let your shoulders release and relax. And notice how that then allows the arms to disengage and become heavy and long. Notice the hands, maybe they are curled into a fist. Open them one finger at a time. First the left hand and then the right. Hands can be open, palms up or down. Continue to notice the arms and the legs and the whole body becoming heavy while you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice your neck. Soften any area that's feeling tense. Notice your jaw. Let your jaw relax. Allow space between your top teeth and your bottom teeth. And allow your tongue to be free. Allowing it to release from the top of your mouth to simply just be. a relaxed state inside of your mouth. Notice the muscles of your face, around your eyes. Release any tension in your forehead, eyebrows. And let your awareness hover around the hairs on the top of your head. Any sensations that you might have as you bring your awareness from the top of your head, gently noticing, scanning all the way back down to the tips of your toes, and resting at the heart center. Again, one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. Slow, deep breaths. I am calm. I release. The next part of that body scan is just a grounding practice where we notice the senses as you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice the sounds you hear. Sounds inside your home and the sounds you might hear outside of your home. Even sounds within your own body. Hi, Julie. Thank you for being persistent. This is Kelly Bailey. I don't know why my landline is not working right now. It's been storming up here in Northport. So I hope you can, I'm on my cell phone. Typically that doesn't work. That's why I gave you my landline and now the landline's being funky. Okay. Okay. You know, I was seen by Dr. Menendez, and I don't know if she was part of the Penn Bay practice, but it was on the Penn Bay campus, and it was probably 8 or 9 years ago. It's been a long time. Yep. No. Yeah. I mean, I have been to Penn Bay and seen plenty of practitioners there, but not the skincare in any recent amount of time. Yeah, I have. This is a reoccurring thing, and I think that it was seen. This what's happening with my nose was seen by both Dr. Ben Malo here in Belfast, and also my primary Dr. Heather Ward. And she right now it's kind of going through whatever she did. I can't say it very well, but she froze it with whatever it is, and so it's kind of a mess right now on my nose. And she said, regardless of the outcome, I want you to be seen by a skin specialist. Sounds fine. 2 p.m. Okay. Doctor, did you say Hoekstra? Could you? Okay. Okay. Sure. Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much. All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.